Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
My hands shall prosper. Look at your hand and say, these hands will prosper. You are not saying it very well. Say it again, my hands shall prosper. Look at your hand yourself and say, these hands shall prosper. Say in the name of Jesus. Say a big amen. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 8 to 9. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments which are commanded today. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of your hands. In the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of the land, for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy father. The hand has some mystery I'm going to be showing you today, and I want you to pay attention to it. The attack against your hand is attack against your finance. The hand is the instrumentality of your labor. With the hand, you receive either good or bad. That is why you have to pray every morning, because some people, they are meeting you with good or bad. I want to quickly pray for you right now that every evil your hand has received, they are neutralized now in the name of Jesus. Psalm 144 verse 1 says, blessed be the Lord my strength, which teaches my hand to war. So your hands are there for war. Stop saying, why me, why me, why me? Your hands are there for war, and my fingers to fight. So the hand can be trained to fight. The hand can be trained to fight war. Can I pray for you? Every many war you will fight till you see Jesus, you will not be a loser. I said you will not be a loser. See, let me quickly show you like 15 battles that the hand faced. Number one, some hands they are facing what I call hot battle. They have hot hand. Anything they come to their hand, they will lose it. So I call it the battle of hot hands. Whatever, let billion come to their hand, they can't account for it. I call it get and lose. Anything, give them handkerchief, they lose it. Give them 1 million, give them 1 billion, they will lose it. Luke 7:12. Give them 7 children, they will lose it. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow. She has lost your husband and is about to lose the child. And much people of the city was with her. Let me see your hand. Let me pray. Whatever power that is making you to get it and lose it, I command the power to lose your hold in the name of Jesus. You know it's your hand I'm praying for. Your hand will no longer be a hot hand in the name of Jesus. Any battle of hot hand assigned against your hands, I command the battle to cease now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let me give you another one. See, the Lord gave us this topic 2 months ago. Lord said, in the month of June, bless my people. Pray for my people. Bless my people. Bless my people. And I started announcing, and I said, the pastors, the Lord said we should bless the church. Prosperity. The month of June is the month of man, but for us, month of prosperity. Men will not cause us trouble. Men will not steal from us. There will be no loss in the name of Jesus. And I was warning you on Sunday, all of you, that you not leave the house with transport money, that be waiting for somebody to carry you. Oh, till Lord, I'm telling you, you are gone. And yesterday alone, I had 3 cases. 2 friends visited a particular man. I maybe you had it. And they are lost. Yes, yesterday, they are lost. The people behind kidnapping, they are cabals. They are not ordinary people. They have their government behind them. They have police behind them. They have army behind them. You will not be lost. Trek if you don't have money. And let your head be correct. Everybody say, I like the way you are walking. Are you normal? You can't see me now and love me now. Are you sick? The first time you came to this world, you don't have anybody to love you. Love yourself now. I don't know. And people will get lost this month, though. You will not be lost. the battle of tied hand. Any hand that is tied cannot receive help. Who will help you? Cannot receive any help. The only thing you will gather is debt. Luke 5:5. And Simon answered and said, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, because of your word, I'll let it down. Let me see your hand as I pray for you. Any hand here that is tied in the realm of the spirit, I decree that hand to be loose in the name of Jesus. I'm still praying for you. This month, you will receive unusual financial gain, financial profit in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever power that is making your hand not to receive, but to be tied, that battle ends today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. I went to Belgium, and my host in Belgium said, please follow me to Germany, that she had to preach in Germany. So I followed her there. And she told them that, please, my father, the Lord, is here. I want him to preach for 15 minutes. So I took the microphone and we're praying. And the first person the Lord showed me was the pastor's wife. As an angel came to her, look at me, to give her a child, and look at me, and she did her like this. So, this kind of gift that God has given us is to put us in trouble a lot. That's why you should pray for us, and if you care about us. So I tried to leave, but I was looking at her. In the physical, she was like this, but you know, she was like this. So I said, Madam, is your name Felicia? She said, yes. I was good. Okay. Why is it that every time God gives you a child, you are doing like this? And the husband said, what? That they've been married for 15 years and there is no child. When your hand is tied, can you carry a baby like this? Can you receive a couple like this? One naira like this? I pray for you. Whatever that has tied your hand in the name of the Spirit, release you now in the name of Jesus. Number three, I'm making fast now. A hand can be uncuffed. The hand can be amputated. The hand can be marked. Yeah, you could mark somebody's hand. And this hand will not make more than this. A young man came to my office and I said, have you noticed that for your 43 years on earth, you have not seen 1 million before? And the Lord said, no, not 1 million. Bring it down. You have not seen 500,000 before for 43 years. He said, yes, he has not seen it. He said, the best he saw was 450. I said, okay, because your hands are marked. Today, I'm going to be anointing your hand myself. Any hand here that is marked, that mark disappear by fire in the name of Jesus. So I laid my hands on his hand and I gave him instructions, which he did. The Lord changed his life and it became great. I need to start saying, Daddy, take. When your hand is marked, you can't record any good things in life. I repeat again, any hand here that is marked, let me see your hand. Any marked hand here that is marked. I don't even want to know the marker, but I know the maker. I know the one that created you. And in the name of Jesus, I command your hand to be delivered in the name of Jesus. Now do after me, say, blood of Jesus, wash my hand. Go ahead and do pray like that for 20 seconds. Go. Somebody's not praying. Wash your hand. Any mark of darkness, any mark of not enough, wash it off.
The blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus set me free.
Are you washing your hand?
The blood of Jesus set me free.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. hand can be rotten. And anything that is rotten, people will run from it. Ben, your hand will not be rotten. Hand can be amputated. It's just going about. It doesn't have hand. And when you don't have hand, what can you do? With your hand, you comb your hair. With your hand, you take your bath. Yeah? So there are any hand here that is useless, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hands that are polluted. There are hands that are poisoned. And when a hand is poisoned, when you bring them to your business, when they put hand on anything like this, it's finished. That's why the Bible says, don't lay hands on anybody anyhow. And you too, don't stop looking for people to lay hands on you. Be sure, everybody cannot be your father. I cannot be everybody's father. You don't just wake up morning and say, I want to lay hands on everybody. You are going to tell. Come and tell me. Benny. Just as we have some head that are finished, we have hands that when they lay it on your life, there's a problem. You cannot marry anywhere. Every hand must not be on you and your wife the day of your wedding. Every problem of that pastor comes to your life. We are teaching you. You don't just meet somebody now, it's your father. Lay hands on me, lay hands on me, because you see my television. You are gone. And I say, just lay your hands on me. I don't lay. I can't lay my hands on you. No, not laying. I don't know you. Any hand here that is poisoned, poison not to do well, I command the poison of darkness right now to clear away in the name of Jesus. There are hands here that are wounded. When your hand is well, begin to keep it. There's a level of thing you can carry because there's a wound on your hand. He's a great deliverer. Definitely for God to say we should do this month, there are some people God wants to liberate. May you be one of them. Did you say amen? I said may you be one of them. Come with me. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 9. I want to pray for you from here. Then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all the works of your hands. Look at it. The Bible talk about. And in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your land, the Lord again will delight in you and make you prosperous, just as he delighted in your ancestors. Stretch one of your hands to me. Let me pray. Any hand here that is padlocked, let the padlock break now in the name of Jesus. Any hand here that they have put a spell on it, let the spell catch fire now in the name of Jesus. Any hand here that is cursed, let the curse be broken in the name of Jesus. Any hand here that has witchcraft judgment on them, let the judgment, let it be neutralized in the name of Jesus. Any hand here that has been limited, let limitation catch fire in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for now, shout three amen and pack your blessings. I read for you again, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. The heaven to give you rain, to give the rain unto thy land in its season. And to bless all the work of your hands. And thou shalt lend unto many nations. And thou shalt not borrow. Stretch your hand again. Let me pray on it. From today, the Lord bless all the work of your hands in the name of Jesus. From today, the Lord deliver you from debt and grief in the name of Jesus. From today, may you be a giver in the name of Jesus. From today, the Lord deliver you from the syndrome of begging in the name of Jesus. Your hand will not be from hand to mouth again in the name of Jesus. Your hand will go from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. If I'm the one that ordered this service, it is one thing. But God said, do it. So Lord, by your authority, I decree these people are set free. Their hands are free in the name of the Father. Their hands are set free in the name of the Son. Their hands are set free in the name of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, precious Lord. Job 37 verse 7 is sealed up. I want to show you some mysteries about your hand. It's sealed up. The hand of every man. So if you are here, they have told you somewhere, let me see your hand, and they were reading there for you. You better pray very well. It's sealed up, the hand of every man. So in the hand of every man, there is a seal. And where you are going to, they remove the seal and they are counting for you. They are telling you what will happen from your hand. Anybody here that they have tampered with your hand because of the way of the place you have gone to? God, your Father sent me to pray for you. Let there be divine correction in the name of Jesus. See, look at these two fingers now. I'm the owner of these two fingers, but they have different messages. What this one is saying is different from what this one is saying. Every man has five fingers, which represent grace. So you have grace to gather wealth and to succeed and to make money. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Every hand that are gifts and talents you can do with your hands and talents you can perform. But the enemy attack your hands so that you cannot fulfill destiny. Every hand is coded. So the first thing the enemy wants to do is to decode the message in your hands. I was 26 years. I was in the naming ceremony when one old woman was trying to open the hand of a baby. And this boy closed his hand like this. And the mama was opening it. And he said, the hand looks like the father's hand. I said, mama, leave. I said, I said, leave him alone. So I told him, I said, come and carry your baby from this woman. Carry your baby from her. Anything they have done to your hand to break the code God put there, let there be repair in the name of Jesus. Psalm 90 verse 17, I want to show you the mystery in your hand. May the favor of Adonai, our God, be on us. Prosper for us all the works that we do. Yes, prosper the works that we do. I'm praying for you again that the Lord will prosper the work that you do from now on in the name of Jesus. Your hand connotes power and blessing. Every hand has power and blessing. So I pray on your hand today, power to get wealth. It's coming upon your hands again in the name of Jesus. Well, hands as healing transmitter. So I pray for you, your hand will be a healing agent in the name of Jesus. Exodus 15 verse 6. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy. You can say, practically I'm showing you the scripture and I'm showing your hands. Your hands will do well. So hand symbolizes power, symbolizes skill, purpose, blessing, action. That your hand symbolizes expression. So I pray for you. May your hand perform every good thing God has assigned for them to do in the name of Jesus. Well, God has assigned your hand for exploits. May you do exploits. God has assigned your hand for healing, miracle, prosperity. May you perform them in the name of Jesus. But as I sign your hand for uncommon success, I pray on your hand again that your hand will perform uncommon success in the name of Jesus Christ. But as I sign your hand for recovery and restoration, may your hand recover all that you have lost in the name of Jesus. If you are not here, shout hallelujah. God, as I sign your hand for achievement, I want to pray for you again. Some of you are hiding your age because your age, it does not synchronize with your achievement. I pray, may your hand begin to achieve in the name of Jesus. But I sign your hand to carry children, to carry wealth. I pray for you, if you are here to carry your baby, may your hand carry your own children in the name of Jesus. I sign your hand to carry wealth. I'm still praying on your hands. Your hands will carry great wealth in the name of Jesus. When you see a pastor praying for you, he's praying for you from his heart. You better say amen from your heart. It's not for everybody. I will not pray this prayer for you tomorrow. This is for today. I say your hand will carry wealth in the name of Jesus. Your hands are for signs and wonders. I pray on your hands. Anywhere you get to, may your hand perform signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Your hands have to worship God. Those hands will not worship the devil in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your hands have to receive letters of joy. I am praying for you, your visa, your letter of prosperity, your letter of lifting. You are collecting it with your hands in the name of Jesus. Your hand is to create wealth. I pray for you. May your hand create wealth that your children will meet in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout a big hallelujah. Psalm 144 verse 1. Every hand has 27 bones. Every hand has, in your hand like this, there are 27 bones. You can check it too. You can log on Google. Some of you are, anywhere. Every hand has 27 bones. And 27 means horn or authority. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to walk. Every hand has 37 muscles connected to it. And 37 means a warrior. I'm showing you why this scripture. Blessed be the Lord, my God, which teaches my hands to walk. Stop saying, why me? The Bible says, when the enemy shall come, they will always come, but they will eat palabaya. Wealth to fight your battle. Yes, sir, we need wealth to fight battle. Are you ready? Let me finish here. I say wealth to fight your battle. May God release for you in the name of Jesus. So 27 for horn and authority. 37 for warrior. Benny. That is what I taught you in this church. When it seems everything is going down for you, check your house. Use your hand to carry from what you have in the house and bail yourself. Somebody say, I hear you. What will bail you is not outside. It's in your hand. It's in your bank account. It's in your storehouse with your big glasses. You are not sent to suffer. I have what to offer. I cannot suffer. Do you remember that? 27 means what? Horn and authority. Your hand has authority. 37 means warrior. Your hands are to fight battle. Lay your hands on your children and call them that you will do well. Whoever fights you will run mad. I did not fight anybody. Whoever faced my children will be lost. This life does not take your body about. You smile physically. When you get to your room, you turn to a mad woman spiritually. Before they make you cry on earth, they are the one that will come and greet you again after they have caused you pain. Can I pray for you? Your hand will create bigger wealth in the name of Jesus. I'm still praying for you. Your hand will manifest great wealth in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout a big amen. Let me hear you now.
My hands are blessed.
Jeremiah 40 verse 4.
With the blessings of the Lord.
Don't let anybody make you cry and they come and be telling you sorry. Your hands are to fight battle. Fight your battle. Excuse me, man, you are not getting younger. They want to make us cry. And I say, we know it. Till you leave this earth, you will not bury your children. That's what they want to do. They said they are waiting. Anybody waiting for the time you will cry? Can I pray for them? They will wait and be wasted in the name of Jesus. 27 means what? Authority. Your hand has authority. And that's why each finger represents something. Apostle. Teacher, evangelist, prophet, each finger. The hand represents grace. One of the mysteries of life is the hand, this hand that you are carrying about. That's why you cannot afford to be touching anything anyhow. Yeah, you can't afford to be touching anything anyhow.
At your age, you are still carrying sacrifice with your hand. You can't afford to touch this anyhow. Because your hands are blessed. Somebody say, I hear you. And Sansevieria means warrior. Your hands are fight. Fight. Lay your hands on your head and pray for yourself. Lay your hands on your children. I have the picture of all my family in my office. Before I sleep every night, I talk. Only you need bad body. I pray on top of your head that your head will not be bewitched. Look at you. Anybody that call your head, what is your name again? Anybody that call your name, that call the name of your children, see, this time around, God will not spare them, they will run mad. Let me show you something in Jeremiah 40, verse 4 before we pray. This life does not take your boy about. This life does not take your boy about. I'm reading the first statement there. And now behold, I lose thee this day from the chains which were upon thy hands. I want your two hands. Anyhow you want to do it, as I pray for you. You see, when you are blessed, I am over blessed. So I pray for you right now. Any chain, father side, mother side, any chain, family side, ancestor side, according to Jeremiah chapter 40, verse 4. Anybody that they change your hand, let the chain break now in the name of Jesus. Let the chain break now in the name of Jesus. Let the chain break now in the name of Jesus. Let the chain break now in the name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please be seated. Any hand that is wounded, any hand that is bewitched, any hand that is amputated, any hand that is chained, your deliverance has started. Because your prophet has spoken. What happens when your hand is under attack? Nothing prospers in such people's hand. What happens when your hands are under attack? Unexplainable losses. What is going to happen? Effect when your hand is under attack, automatic failure mechanism. The person will just be failing. Anything, it will fail. What happens when your hand is under attack? There will be slippery breakthrough. It will touch it, it will fall. What happens when your hand is under attack? There's program losses. I've noticed a particular month in a year, maybe the month of July, maybe the month of, there's a particular month, there's a program losses. Can I pray for you? Any month they are programmed for you to see loss or losses, that month from now on, you will have more than enough. What happens when the hand is under a curse or when the hand is tied? They don't achieve anything tangible, nothing to show for life. Because their hands have been bewitched. What happened when a hand is under attack? They can't make money. They can't account for anything. They just walk. The only thing they know is that they walk and they eat. What happened when a hand is under attack? There is nothing they start and they finish. They will have to stop it and start another one. What happens when a hand is under attack? They are storytellers. They will tell out their work with social person, how they work with social person, but nothing to achieve. What happens when a hand is under attack? Their reward is always given to another person. When they are supposed to give them, this is the reward of, no, they don't, they give it to another person. Can I pray for just 10 people here? From today, your reward comes back to you in the name of Jesus. What happens when a hand is under attack? Good things don't last in their hands. Good things don't last in your hands. Carry your Bible. Let me show you this. Psalm 109, verse 26 and 27. Help me, O Lord, my God. O save me, according to thy mercy. For they may know that I have, that thou, Lord, hast done it. The hand of God is coming upon you. What happens when the hand of God touches you? What happens when the hand of God is upon your life like this? you will have supernatural advancement. What happens when the hand of God is upon your life? Your story changes. You become an achiever. You achieve beyond your age and beyond your mates. What happened? I read to you now Psalm 109. He said that they may know that this is your hand. What happened when the hand of God is upon your life? Let me tell you, whatever God does in your life, it lasts. Your achievement lasts. Your joy lasts. Not 2 months and you are crying again. What happened when the hand of God is upon your life? You experience new things. In every area of your life, you begin to see new things. What happens when the hand of God is upon your life? You begin to celebrate. The hand of God is coming upon your life. Finally, what do I do so that my hand can prosper? What do I do so that my hand can prosper? What do I do so that I will not be a storyteller? I told you, when I finished my secondary school, I worked in a few companies. And when I was waiting to enter into university, I had to relocate to the mountain. You can ask my family, ask any of them. So I randomly come home. So I was on the mountain praying. Then I saw people that are very, very gifted, but they are beggars. And I started saying, no. I don't think I like this. I don't think I like this. How can they be begging with all the gift? And the Lord taught me, there is difference between prayer and being blessed. This cannot happen except by fasting and prayer. You can be delivered and be living from hand to mouth. God can be your El Shaddai, or he can just be your provider, or he can just be there for you. As you grow, you are the one that will give to God the level you want to be. So I started reading books on prosperity. I saw people changing their lives. Even the people they say they cannot make it on earth, they change their lives. You can change your life. You can change your faith. No matter what anybody has said. Let the prophet come directly from God. They didn't burn him, he just land. You can change. Because on earth, now principle they rule. And God does not push his word away. I pray for you. Nobody will use money to harass you again. I mean, they pray for you. Because if you are not blessed, you think, is this how God has blessed me? No. You can change it. Somebody said, I can change it. Did I not teach you? I have what to offer. I'm not here. I have what to offer. Yeah. The first thing I did when God started blessing me, I said to the fathers around me, Baba Labi, we gave him a Benz. Yes or no? That's what I did. I didn't go buy land for myself first. All the fathers around me, Baba Labi, I said to him, Benz. The other Baba, I gave him car. Pastor, I started giving them cars. Julie, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, tell them very well before they fight me that I have what is speaking for me. Then, so what do I do for my hand to prosper? Number one, you must know your purpose. And don't guess about it. You must know your purpose. And it's better you know it early. 10 years old, 12, 13, 14. Know it now. Before you finish secondary school, know. It will help you. Now, if you have a father that helps you know your purpose, I said, this is it. They pray. In those days, you go and find out. They will go to their priest. Don't be so. They will say, this boy is going to become this. You must know your purpose. You must know your purpose. Know it that you are so sure this is it. Number two. Be a giver. Not only a receiver. If I stop praying that people will give you money, begin to pray. God should show you somebody that you will bless. Stop praying that, Father Lord, like, give me money. Send help. Father Lord, who can I help? I told all my pastors, I said, anytime you see anybody born picking, anytime you see anybody marrying, anyone say, well, give them money. Don't just pray for them. Give them what? Money. Give them money. 10,000, you will not die. give them money, Benny. Give them money. In fact, when I don't have it, when I give more. I hate nonsense. My daughter asked me, Daddy, the money you sent is much. I say yes. I say, I hate nonsense. I'm sending you this money because I'm angry. I want to have more money. You say, yes. When I don't, that's when I give more. But when you don't have, that's when you hoard. You begin to take from it one by one, and the thing will finish. You now go there and say, what will you do? Instead of receiving and receiving and receiving, you collect this one, you clean out. Go another one. You clean neck. And your eyes is big like fire. The only revelation you have is revelation to jump up. Father, I will jump up for you 24 times. What will God do with jump? Father, I will roll. I will roll. Murababa, murababa. You feel like what? What are you lying? I don't understand. God will just be looking at you guys. For God so loved the world. Did you hear Baba? Be deceiving yourself. Unbeliever have problem. They want to fight you. They went to their priest. He says, because I say, Baba, tell me what am I going to do? They say, do this. Is that all? They do it. Christians are crying. See, there's something prevail over prophecy. It is called sacrifice. The only thing that can be sacrifice is disobedience. In this world, the only thing that can be sacrifice is what? Disobedience. Every other thing, oh my God. If unbelievers sacrifice against you and you don't sacrifice, you become the sacrifice. Did that show you in the Bible? Did that show you the king? And God told them, go, I'm giving you the place. God said, I'm giving you the place. That person said, I know what rules the earth, not your prophecy. And when they came, they carried first. They didn't go. They carried children. The people that have prophecy, the Bible said, they had indignation. And they went, what happened to their prophecy? You will be frustrated when you go to church and you don't know what to do. You will soon think that there is a cabal in the church. No cabal. He says, this is a secret. You will be frustrated when you are going to church. Everybody is giving. Everybody is giving. You say, I don't have. You will not have. Zero times zero. Zero times 1 million is zero. Zero times excuse is zero. In fact, zero times prayer is zero. He's talking. He's coming so that your life can change. Look at your life. I told you. Somebody entered the bus. They said, money. He started speaking in tongues. I told you. I said, Madam, stop now. He said, no. I said, even the king was speaking like witchcraft. I said, stop. I'll pay. There's so much embarrassment out there if you don't have money. Can I pray for you? The Lord give you money. Please stop being a receiver. For every money that comes to my hand, for every now that comes to my hand, I begin to ask God, what am I going to do with this? I told you before. When you begin to solve problem with what God has given to you, then God can say, I can give this guy money so that he can use to help others. But when money comes to you and the next thing you hold it, God will say, no, this one is not a channel. This one is a choppy. The Dead Sea receives so much, but you know what? It dies. Everything smells there. Your life will not smell. Number 3. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. He said, for I am the Lord that giveth thee power to get wealth. You have to pray, Father, give me the power to get wealth. Give me the power to get. Somebody say, power to get wealth. And this power comes by light, which is wisdom, or by fire, which is power. The power to get wealth comes by light, which is wisdom, or by power, which is fire. You've got to pray. Give me power to get wealth. Give me power to get wealth. There are people you meet and your life begins to change. There. You are not desperate, but step by step, your life is changing. The way you cannot dress before, what you cannot eat before, things begin to change. May your life change possibly. May you receive the power to get wealth. May you never be a storyteller. I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Make covenants of obedience with God. Father, for every this, I will give you this. I told God, my first 1 million, I will give you. And I did. But when my father-in-law saw it, he said, I can't take it. He said, I can't take it. Your first 1 million, I said, oh, you don't want to take it, no problem. So I went to the bank, I withdrew the money. I gave him 20% of it, and I shared the money for everybody in the family. My first 1 million. I'm telling you, it's not a joke. I said, Father, Lord, my first 10 million, I have done it too. It's no joke. I do not announce it. And the year I did it, that January, I saw fat. I saw water. I thought it was blood. Then February, things started changing. March, things started changing. And I started laughing. I said, Father, Lord, 100 million. 100 million. 100 million. I told you I saw something online that somebody sent to me of a family that gave a particular school in America $1 billion. Hey, $1 billion. And all this. He said, no student will pay in that school again for life. Don't you pray to get to that level? I didn't know I was crying. I said, God, just bless me now. Bless me. We have billionaires now. They can't do it. You know why? Because there is something under it. There's something under it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You want your hands to be blessed or prosper? Let your hand begin to tithe. See, if you cannot give tithe, you cannot give 20%. You can't even give all. You cannot give 10%. Can you give all? I have closed my dollar account several times. Not once, not twice, not all that was there. I have given a guest speaker this year $10,000. My father-in-law was coming from Ghana. This church gave him maybe 2 million, 3 million. I gave him 5 million. I put him in the best hotel. The best phone in my hand, I gave it to him. Timothy, did they not give me land in Abuja? Who did I give it to? You think I don't need the land in Abuja? Those are the things crying and speaking for me. Soji, did they not give me a house in Moe? Did I not give it out? You think I don't need it too? I do. That is why. They say, Baba is dead now. They call him Baba Yelami. Don't forget the name I call him. Baba, what do I call it? You can go and Google. He's a top CSC pastor. When I was on the mountain, I was so close to him. And everything that they bring to Baba, Baba will say, Femi, want you to move 1 million? Wow. Oluwa Kelama Asesi. And he will put it there. When people come to pray, he will be giving them. And when he tells them, all the people collecting from him, they can't have. So he started praying for them as he's giving them the money that God will change their life too. His own son didn't make it. He had to tell the boy to go and take money from his pillow. I told you before. This Baba gave everything that he had. And anytime he needs something, look at me, look like this. He won't. Shit, I can't forget. How can I be around those ones and suffer? He said, heaven. Open. I need 3 million. And the money will begin to come. Can't see most of the time when I announce something in this church, I announce just once. Don't I get the money? You know why? Because I have sacrificed. When anybody invites me to their church to come and preach and gather money for them, I say, before we start, raise your own altar first. Don't go there and be struggling. I have taught you. I pray. The anointing of ease will come upon your hand in the name of Jesus. How can you and your husband agree that you will not drop tight? Are you fine? And two partners want to start business. I said, you have to tie to one another. I don't believe in tight. I said, oh yeah, break. They broke up. I have shown you the way. According to the scripture, may your life be easy financially. Stand on your feet and let's pray. Power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Blessings and glory.
Blessings and glory.
Wisdom, thanksgiving.
Wisdom, thanksgiving.
And honor. Power and mind,
power and mind, be unto the Lord
forever
and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
If you are here this morning or you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, everything we did here, we are saying here is not for you. You've got to come to Jesus and come unto me, all you that live on him, and I will give you rest. How do I give my life to Jesus? With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So all you need to do is to say this word with me. Lord Jesus, Have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Save me. Lord, come into my life. Jesus, be the master over my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray for anyone that said this prayer with me here or watching from any part of the world, that you will forgive them their sins and wash them by your blood. Lord, they will not return back to their vomit. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that this one will know you, love you, serve you all the remaining days of their lives. And I pray for them, myself, and everyone here that we will make heaven at last. So thank you, Lord, for hearing us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. If you said that prayer with me and you are watching, please go to a Bible believing church where they'll be able to help you more. And write us and let us know you have started worshiping in the church. If you said that prayer here after service, please come to this side of the auditorium so that we can help you a little. We want to pray. Say with me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I don't like your response. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, by the blood of Jesus. Anything attracting poverty into my life, anything attracting suffering to my hands, let them be terminated now. I will not beg you to pray. Lift up your voice. Hey, somebody pray. Hey, somebody pray. Anything. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anything attracting. Are you praying at all here? Anything attracting. Poverty, failure, suffering to my heart. Catch fire. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Not here in Jesus' name we pray. I want a big amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Say after me, say, my Father, my hands are available. Bless me indeed. Say, let me hear you again. I say, my Father, my hands are available. Bless me indeed. Lift up your voice and pray. Bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Bless me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Some of us don't know our count offhand, but some of us do. So please just let your hand go up. And each hand lifted is an account number, and I want to pray on it. I'm not doing miracle money, but I want to pray that that account will begin to receive money. By a prophet, they are brought out. By a prophet, they are preserved. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I pray on your bank account. From your work to your bank account, let the embargo on your bank account be lifted in the name of Jesus. I speak fullness of God's blessing upon your account in the name of Jesus. That as you labor, as you work, and even as you align with whatever God has told you to do, there will be results financially in your account in the name of Jesus. Let there be fatness in that account in the name of Jesus. Let the account become green and not red in the name of Jesus. Let the account begin to have plenty in the name of Jesus. Let the account begin to do well in the name of Jesus. Every kwashoko on your account, I command them to clear the way in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for now, shout a big amen. Let me hear you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody here, say after me, say, Father, you are the story changer. No, you say, Father, you are the story changer. Change my story. I'm not here. You say, Father, You are the story changer. Say it again, let me hear you. Change my financial story. Lift up your voice and pray. Go ahead and pray. Change my financial story. Thank you, precious Lord. You are the story changer. Change my financial story. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. We give you praise. Change my financial story. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Look at your two hands like this. Say, my hand hear the word of God. That's one. Say, my hand hear the voice of God. Say the two, let me hear you together. My hand hear the word of God. My hand hear the voice of God. Money will meet money in this hand. Lift up your voice and pray for yourself. Go. Are they praying? Money will meet money in these hands. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you praying on your hands? Are you praying on your hand at all? Are you praying? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you praying here? In Jesus' name we pray. Say after me, say, my hands. I'm not here, say, my hands. Be delivered from limitation. Say, let me say, my hands. Be delivered from limitation. I'm not here, say, my hands. Be delivered from limitation. Not here, say, again, say, my hands. Be delivered from limitation. Say, my hands. Be delivered from limitation. Your voice and pray. My hands be delivered from limitation. When you lift up your voice, everybody pray. Everybody pray. Thank you. Are you praying here? Be delivered from limitation. Thank you, Lord. Oh, look at it breaking already in your hands. Be delivered from limitation. I reject limitation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at me. I charge my hands with the fire of God. Let me show you. See, two hands. I charge my hands with the fire of God. See. If you are spiritual, as you are praying this prayer, if you have to speak something, God, I charge my hands with the fire of God. My hands will never be bewitched. My hands will never beg. Oh yeah, go ahead. Everybody pray. 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 I charge my hands. I charge my hands. Pray on our hand. Pray on your hands. I charge my hands with the power of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Look at your hand again. Let's do this quickly. My hand be delivered from manipulation. Say it again. Say, my hand be delivered from manipulation. Everybody lift up your voice and cry to God. Go, go, go. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say this loud and clear. Say, nothing good shall die in my hands again. Anything I touch shall multiply. Lift up your voice and pray the two together. Nothing will die in my hand. Are you praying? Nothing will die in my hand. Nothing will die in my hand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Do your hand like this, let me see. From today, every information in our hands that God has put there to favor you begin to manifest. Any manipulation in your hand that has delayed you, today they are neutralized. Any hands, wicked hand that have touched your hand and has affected your finance, whatever they did, neutralize now in the name of Jesus. Any embargo on those hands that is making your life, today you are rich, tomorrow you are poor, that embargo lifted now in the name of Jesus. Today I pray for you. Anybody here that you are begging to survive, your begging end today in the name of Jesus. Anybody here that you are begging to leave today, from today, your begging terminated in the name of Jesus. How you will survive, how you will break through, the Lord himself will teach you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that if they have blocked your way financially, I command. Jesus is the way, Abi. Oh yeah, let Jesus open your way for you in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm still praying for you. Let me see your hand again. My hand is a giving hand. Say, my hand is a giving hand. Oh, my hand is a blessed hand. No, here you say, my hand is a giving hand. No, here say, my hand is a blessed hand. Go ahead and proclaim it. Let me hear it several times. Say, let me hear it. Say. It's a giving hand. It's a blessed hand. It's a giving hand. It's a blessed hand. Are they praying? Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me see your two hands face me like this. Don't be angry. Your two hands like this. Have you done it? Have you done it? Let me see your two hands like this. From today, what is your own come to you? America, France, anywhere in the world, what is your own? It come to you. Ask me, as they sit down and they are bringing it, what is mine? I'm praying for you. What is your own? It comes to you. Goodness and mercy, it comes to you. God's favor, it comes to you. Open heaven, it comes to you. Divine lifting, it comes to you. You will not run around for it. It comes to you. Thank you, precious Lord.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, times 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m.
Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International on search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make power.